This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Pastora Morales. Date of birth is March the 30th, 1973. Case ID number is 4702196. Date of examination, October the 11th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Dionisio Calvo III, dated 4/18/22. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis of the right hand and congenital absence of the left hand. The claimant is presently employed at Target, where she has been working for 9 years, and also she worked at Ross for 20 and a half years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, osteoarthritis of the right hand, and number two, congenital absence of the left hand. History of allegations, number one, osteoarthritis of the right hand. The claimant states that in 2014, she started to have difficulty with her right upper extremity, secondary to overuse syndrome. The claimant states that she had pain in her right shoulder, which was consistent with impingement syndrome, and with pain in her right elbow, which was consistent with tendonitis, and also pain in her right hand, which was diagnosed as osteoarthritis and Dickovanes syndrome. The claimant states she uses her right upper extremity secondary to having a left atrophic hand, focomelia, of her left upper extremity. She was diagnosed also with amelia. Her diagnosis was left hand amelia / focomelia. X-rays have been performed, especially of the right upper extremity, and she was diagnosed with mostly overuse syndrome from using the right upper extremity to compensate for the left. Injections of steroids have been placed in her shoulder, elbow, and hand area, especially where her thumb is at, where she has a tendonitis secondary to Dickovanes syndrome. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to button her clothes or open up a jar top, and she states that she has to lift the 2 pounds with her right arm. The claimant does have a right arm support that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Frank Gerald and Dr. Marco Gutierrez. She is presently on ibuprofen, 200 milligrams BID, and she states that she tries to be active in spite of her condition, secondary to needing to work, and also other chores that need to be done there at her house. She was diagnosed with a right shoulder impingement syndrome, elbow tendonitis, as well as osteoarthritis and Decouvain syndrome of the right thumb. Family history: the father died at the age of 65 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother is 65 and has hypertension and glaucoma. Medications: paracetamol, 325 milligrams TID, tramadol, 37.5 milligrams TID. Medical problems: hypercholesterolemia, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome of the right hand with osteoarthritis, comma, right hand pain with decrease in right upper extremity strength secondary to overuse syndrome, major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 143 pounds, height 5 feet 1 and a fourth inches, BP 133 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 27, general. This is a 49-year-old, very happy female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with a very nice, joyful mood. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to... muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did appear to have some tenderness of the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, and the claimant does have full range of motion of the right and the left upper extremity with apparent mild tenderness noted secondary to overuse syndrome. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch for the right upper extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right upper extremity. The claimant was able to oppose, make a full fist, and pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. The claimant does have focal malia of the left hand / amelia. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal for the right upper extremity and slightly abnormal for the left upper extremity. The claimant does have atrophy of the left upper extremity secondary to her deformity. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. The claimant does appear to have a mild carpal tunnel syndrome secondary to a medium nerve entrapment from overuse of her right wrist, which is mild. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscles, but some muscle spasms of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right upper extremity. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects that are small to medium size with the right upper extremity. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction consisting of focomelia / amelia of her left hand. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength of the right upper extremity of plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right upper extremity, secondary to some mild tenderness, and abnormal completely for the left upper extremity, secondary to congenital focal malia / amelia. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue, but does show left upper extremity atrophy. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment except for limitations in using her right upper extremity secondary to already having overuse syndrome. Probable diagnosis is, number one, right hand tenderness secondary to right shoulder mild impingement syndrome, comma, right elbow mild tendonitis, comma, right finger wrist decuvain syndrome with mild carpal tunnel syndrome secondary to overuse syndrome, which is being treated at this time with a wrist support and a right upper arm support mesh. Number two, congenital absence of left hand, confirming focal malia, amelia, consistent of a congenital deformity at birth. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Pastora Morales.